بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد. Narration of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an. He says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when it will be the day of Qiyamah, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ so yunadi munadin, a caller will call out. Now the caller will call out that أَلَا لِيَقُمْ مَنْ كَانَ لَهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَجْرٌ Only those people must stand now who have they are entitled to reward from Allah Ta'ala. They have a right of taking some reward from Allah Ta'ala. Now who has a right for anything from Allah Ta'ala? Whatever Allah Ta'ala blesses a person with, it's purely His grace and mercy. And if a person feels, well, I did so much of ibadat, and I did whatever else, if one has to really pay for, so to say, pay for whatever bounties Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, so all that ibadat put together won't fulfill the, call it payback or whatever, of even one fraction of those blessings of Allah Ta'ala. Not even one sip of water. So there's nobody that can have any entitlement, can have a right upon Allah Ta'ala. So this is to highlight that Allah Ta'ala of His own accord will want to give it, but this is how it will be expressed. So now who will stand up then? That this announcement will be made, the person who has a right to take a reward from Allah Ta'ala. So then further Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَلَا يَقُومُ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا مَنْ عَفَى فِي الدُّنْيَا Only those people who had forgiven others in dunya, they will stand up at that moment to receive their reward from Allah Ta'ala. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu then further says, this is the tafsir of this ayat of the Quran Sharif, where Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلُحُ فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ The one who forgives and he reconciles, he makes sulah and peace, then his reward is with Allah Ta'ala. That reward will come on the day of Qiyamah. So in dunya is a place of all kinds of things happening in dunya, ups and downs and all kinds of situations that come about between sometimes spouses, between family members, between colleagues, and in any other situation, things happen. But what we have been taught is to look for a solution, but in a positive way. And it starts off with forgiveness, starts off with overlooking, starts off with trying to mend. So this is the Mubarak month of Ramadan, and in this time we are very much wanting to receive Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. And in order to receive Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala is giving us this direction. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us this direction that to receive Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, we adopt that forgiveness as well. So the one who has had the heart to forgive others, in fact in one riwayat it is mentioned that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, who is the most noble in the sight of Allah Ta'ala? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said, فَمَنْ إِذَا قَدَرَ عَفَى A person who had the ability to take revenge, for example, or to take whatever steps he needed to take, but he had that ability, yet he overlooked and forgave, he is the most noble in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. Obviously this goes without saying that it doesn't mean that a person does nothing else in deen. All the fundamentals have to be in place. But together with that, this is a means of gaining this tremendous closeness to Allah Ta'ala. So mashallah, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, we are all hoping for Allah Ta'ala's mercy, Allah Ta'ala's grace, Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. So this is a time for us to also open our hearts out. Things happen, in families it happens, within the same home it happens. And these things go on. Unfortunately, shaitan keeps trying to cause issues between the closest of people. So we need to now take this opportunity to move past that and open our hearts out, and inshallah we can hope for the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala as well. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.